Okay, recording now. Greg, Maryland's price per gallon for regular is up faster and more than the national average right now, and maybe you can clarify that. Tell us why that might be the case.
Sure. Maryland is like a number of states which unfortunately have seen greater than normal increases, certainly increases that exceed what we see nationwide. And in fact, Florida is one of those states where the average price of gas is up about 15 cents, almost three times the rate that or the increase that we saw nationally. And that's because of a couple of different factors. Not only do we have some refinery issues in the Gulf Coast region, but when we also see exports rising, what that means is it creates a bit of a shortage of U.S.-flagged vessels, and that's because there's a law from the 1920s, it's called the Jones Act, that requires fuel being transported from one port city to another U.S. port city. That has to be done on a U.S.-flagged vessel. So when exports rise, there's obviously greater demand for those ships. What we see in the Northeast, especially, is that there's always been a greater reliance on the Brent crude oil that has to come across the Atlantic from Europe. Much of the rest of the country is using the West Texas Intermediate, or they're using many other types of crude oil. But in the Northeast, there's a greater dependence on that Brent crude, which sells at a significant premium to all the other types of crude oil available in the United States. That's one of the things that's keeping the Maryland price rising as high as it is, and we certainly see this in other Atlantic markets.
And many people will say, "Oh, it's the taxes," but that may not be entirely the case.
No, it isn't entirely the case. While Maryland has taxes at about 42 cents a gallon, it's still well below the national average, which is 49 cents a gallon. So even though there's been a nominal increase, that alone doesn't explain the entire rate of increase in retail prices that we've seen over the past week.